Yep, just because. That's why. Just a heads up, if you may think this is about video games or Overwatch or anything like that, maybe not. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. It's pretty much about whatever I feel like talking about, so just get used to nothing. Yeah, so a little bit about this podcast. Also, not about video games, and about whatever I want to talk about, and also, I record from my car, so there's weird ambient noises besides me talking. That's what happens when I drive and do a podcast. So, yeah. Original car karaoke came from me. That was my idea. I actually did it first before anybody else. 2008. So everyone else can suck. So I won't be doing it. But just so you know, that's what's up. Anyway, not really sure what to talk about. This is really just a test podcast to see how the audio goes overall. If you can hear me, or if I need to scream while I'm talking, which would pretty much be unfortunate, because I really don't like talking anyway, and then screaming is not something that I particularly care about doing. So that's what's up. Also, you're going to hear a lot of pauses and dead air and a lot of ands, does, and other such nonsense that you probably wouldn't hear with other podcasts, because guess what? I don't edit this at all. It just kind of exists on its own. And I record it and post it. I used to be into all that. Like, I'm gonna record a bunch and then I would edit things and cut out all the dead air and all the other pauses and stuff like that. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I don't really care. Because I don't know if anybody actually cares about people that have podcasts and aren't a celebrity. Like, so when I started doing podcasts in 2008. Like, when podcasts were very first started to be a thing. Like, when Apple came out with their iPod, and then they were like, hey, we need something to, like, get people to want to buy these things besides just music that they can download in iTunes. They were like, hey, we can have people record themselves and make themselves look like idiots. And then we'll just, since our thing is called iPod, we'll call it a podcast. So it's like, it's just like a voiceover thing that we can have people want to buy our iPods. You remember the AirPod? It was like a rectangly looking thing. It had a wheel on it and a little screen. Like, the first version of it had like the black and, or the green and black screen, or green and gray. Then it was like, they tried to move more, and then it was like blue. And then it went to all blue, like, and then they got an LCD screen, and then it was all blue, then it was actually blue and, like, white tight. And then we moved to the iPhone, or whatever. So, anyway, after the iPhone came out, I was like, oh, I'm gonna hop on this podcast thing. And I was like, hey, I've figured out how to make podcasts. So I recorded myself doing podcasts and stuff like that, and I figured out how to post to them. Like, before it was, you had to code. It wasn't like as easy as like, hey, I can record it, push a button, and it's done. Like, I don't have to do anything else. Like, I had to figure out how to record it on equipment that I didn't have. So I used my phone to record the podcast, in which I had a one of those LG like slider phones that slid up and like had the keypad on it, which was the greatest one I ever had, by the way. But it also had where you could record yourself. So I would use that to record myself, and then I figured out how to convert it to a file that Apple wanted. And I forget if it was MP3 or an MV4 or MVA or whatever. I think it was just an MP3 file was all I needed to do. And then I had to figure out how to upload that to somewhere and store it for people to download it. So I had to get my friend to like get me space on his host server. And then I had to figure out how to code XML, which was new, which I knew kind of HTML from, I learned. And then I had to learn XML, which was not that different from HTML. Then I had to figure out how to do all that. It was interesting, and I figured it out. My first podcast was, anyway, long story short, I'm going to shorten this up. I don't know why people even say that. Like, this is a very long story, but I'm going to shorten it up for you. And so I had some podcasts, and basically I found that nobody gave a shit. Like, nobody cared that I had I had several podcasts. Like, nobody cared. Absolutely no one. And then I had one podcast, and someone that, like, the only people that cared about podcasts were other podcasters. That's all the only people that would listen to podcasts. People would listen to podcasts, and they'd be like, hey, I also have a podcast, and I listen to your podcast, and that's how we would, it was just a community of people that would talk to themselves, basically. Somebody listened to my podcast so I got into that, and I think it was about, when Mark Maron and Adam Carolla started doing podcasts. And then that's when it kind of like waterfalled into all the celebrities had to have a podcast. So it was about 2009, 2010 when it went from what the fuck is a podcast? I would say like, hey, I have a podcast. I would try to tell people that I had a podcast they want to listen to. Like if they listen to podcasts, I had a podcast and they were like, what the fuck is a podcast? Like, nobody fucking knew what a podcast was. It went from nobody knew what a podcast was except other people that did podcasts to then that's all people listen to is the celebrity podcasts or true crime podcasts or the podcasts that have been around since the beginning of time, were already popular for whatever reason, you know, like, the only podcasts that people listen to, that have survived, or, I don't know, it doesn't matter, but, I stopped doing podcasts for a while after, you know, all the celebrities got into doing podcasts and stuff like that, and I got screwed over by a bunch of people. So I got back into it, I think it was like 2016, so I took like 6 or 7 years off. I got back into doing podcasts, with doing Overwatch Today. It was solely focused on one video game. That was my whole premise. And I had, so what I did was I had a bunch of social media. Related to promote my podcast and stuff like that. So what I found out was that social media was far more interesting of an experiment for me. And so I just started looking into all the, you know, how to game social media instead of, you know, because everybody was in social media, and I had no idea. Like, I was late to the game in Instagram, and, like, I would kind of be on Twitter, but, like, I did not really. And Facebook, I've never gotten into Facebook. I never got into MySpace. I never got into any of that. It was just, like, I'm still not into Facebook. I still, like, I'm in the demographic for Facebook, but I just do not give a shit about Facebook. It's just the worst platform. And anyway, so, I started doing social media for my podcast, and I figured out I was really good at gaming the system, the algorithm, in social media. So, which I probably should have done, like, YouTube, where I could have, like, made revenue on it, but instead, I, like, got really popular on Instagram, so, because Instagram was super easy to, like, get a bunch of followers for no reason, and stuff like that, so, since Instagram was just, like, my thing, I blew up, and I maintained the podcast, the Overwatch Today podcast, for a while. Then I lost my Instagram account due to reasons that make me sad, so I won't talk about right now. And then I kind of came back with the Game Watch Today podcast. I tried again, but I really wasn't into it. I really wasn't into the podcast. I really was still not 100% about the Instagram, because after what they did to me. And then I don't know, it's just, podcasting is just weird. People just, you know, like, and all the celebrity podcasts that I hear, that I listen to, it's like, yes, that's cool, like, I understand that you're a real person and whatever, but, like, nobody wants to hear about your rich people problems. Or I guess people do want to hear about your rich people problems, because that's all people want to listen to, and that's annoying to me. Like, there's only one celebrity podcast that I will listen to, because their podcast is, I don't know, maybe it's more interesting to me personally, but I don't know. So the Always Sunny podcast is probably the only one that I'll actually listen to, with celebrities and stuff, or everybody else. I mean, even when they complain about being rich, they kind of make fun of it, and whatever, I can get over that. And it's when they talk about, like, to me, those guys are actual, like, they actually care about their craft, and it's art to them. Like, that's what matters to me. And most other celebrities to me just do stuff to make money. That just, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so that's why I haven't done podcasting. That's kind of why I really gave up podcasting, was because it's just celebrity, you know, like, why would I listen to anybody that has a podcast that I don't care about, you know, like, that doesn't make, you know, movies or whatever, have a million followers on Instagram, like, because who gives a shit about normal people, right? Like, nobody cares. And nobody, I don't know, whatever. I mean, who wants to listen to somebody talk for an hour about, you know, stupid shit? And, like, I don't know. I mean, it still feels like the same way. Like, I'm just going to put this out there, and nobody's going to give a shit, and then I'm just going to keep, you know, like, am I going to keep making them? I don't know. I mean, like, Does anybody really care? That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know, because I don't even know if I care that much. I don't listen to podcasts hardly anymore. I listen to one podcast, which I already told you that I listen to. So it's, and I don't know. That's whatever. Anyway, that's my history of podcasting. I don't know why I got it all that just now. I feel like it's just, I've been so screwed over when it comes to social media. Like, I don't know. My Instagram page that I had was Overwatch Today, and I tried really hard to, like, community build, and I had a large, like, so I had like 100,000 followers, and Instagram changed, and Facebook bought Instagram. I had like 80,000 followers. Instagram got bought by Facebook, and they changed all of the algorithm on Instagram. So Instagram used to be, if you don't remember, Instagram used to be, you just post shit, and like it was just a feed of scrolling nonsense. It was kind of like TikTok. There were no algorithms. It was just like, here's some stuff that was posted within the last 5 minutes that you may like. And it was just like nonsense. And it was the best platform ever. You could just post things. Like, you could post a million things in a day. And like, as long as you kept posting stuff, like, you would just keep getting followers. And who cares that it was robots? Who cares that, you know, like, whatever. Like, all you had to do is just keep continuously posting. And, you know, you would get new followers. You would lose a bunch because you would post a bunch of things. And then, but it was so much fun because it was just like, you would just post things and it was so random. Then Facebook bought it. Introduced the Facebook algorithm, and then it was like your feed was all fucked up and you couldn't find anything. You couldn't find anything new. You couldn't find anything that you liked. It was just so weird. So it's just been an ongoing messed up battle with all the social media. And now Facebook is just like all robots. So I got up to like 144,000 followers, and I was trying to do like, you know, what everybody says. What I talked to a bunch of people, and they were like, hey, you know, this is how you community build. You know, you get people involved, you do other stuff, try community building, and I had a bunch of people screw me over. Like, they're using my Instagram for stuff that I didn't appreciate. I pissed off a bunch of people. I was trying to community build, but instead, what ended up happening was I was continuously pissing people off in the community that I was building. So they all turned against me all at the same time. And yeah, they got my page shut down. Which was like, why? Like, why would you do that? I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just not following my own community guidelines that I had set, and everybody got mad. So, I'll never get that page back, but whatever, it doesn't matter. I was just, it makes me sick. Yeah, anyway. So that's the start to the podcast. That's the restart to the podcast here. I'm just gonna depress myself. And talk a bunch of crap about myself and not want anybody to listen to this podcast. So basically what I'm doing is I'm self-sabotaging my own podcast. Yeah, as I do. That's anyway, the real reason that I'm doing podcasting again is because there's new stuff into podcasting. Like, I can just sit here and record a thing, and, like, it'll instantly upload it. I don't have to do jack. Like, all I have to do is push the button. I mean, I've got other people interested in doing podcasts. I've helped other people do podcasts, but haven't really done one in a while where if I don't have to do anything, I'll just do this all day. Like, this may lead to something else. I don't know. This may go away, and I may do a different show. I don't know. Is it even considered a show? Oh, man, I just remembered that. So, I used to have this thing where it was like, I'm doing a podcast, but what the hell is a podcast? And everybody would say, like, I'm doing a show. It's like a show. It's like a, you know, like, now everybody just calls it a pod because obviously, you know, celebrities have to use their words that are dumb. So people would call it, people call podcasts shows, right? But it was like, I forgot about this, where it was like, what is it actually? Like, what is the actual podcast? Like, not like, what is a podcast? ? Like, what is an actual podcast? What is it? Because it's not really a show. It's not a show that you would necessarily, like, listen to on the radio, or a show that you would listen to or watch on YouTube or the television. It's not like, it's not any of those things. It's just shenanigans. Is all it is. Like, it's just nonsense. Like, what are you listening to this for? I don't know. What am I even doing recording this? Like, I'm not entertaining anyone but myself at this point, speaking into the air, like, at my windshield. There is nobody that cares. I don't know. Or does that? I don't know. Dead air. It's more dead air. So, anyway, I don't know what else to talk about. That was my whole premise. I'm just testing this thing out to see if it works, really. I don't know if this is even going to go anywhere. But, so I'm just talking. I'm just trying to talk for a while, and then we'll see what happens after that. I don't know. I don't know what else. I've said okay so about 1,000 times now, but I'm trying to formulate a complete thought to talk about something else. Back to the Future paradox. So there is a Back to the Future paradox that I discovered when I was explaining it. So I always thought Back to the Future was like its own paradox, right? So, like, when they go back in time several times, like, they try to explain it. But if you use time logic from other movies, like, or, you know, like, chronological, like, time when people go back and forward in time, like, the Back to the Future paradox is so messed up. that why does, like, how does Marty even exist at the end? Like, none of them should exist. Like, it's the nonsense of the 80s, right? Like, they're all just trying to figure this shit out. Like, if you apply other movies' time skipping logic, let's call it time skipping. So if you call other movies' time skipping logic, so like if you take the Avengers time skipping theory or time traveling, and is it time, is it, are they, anyway. So in Back to the Future, so my friend at work and I, we dove into, I don't know how we got into this, but I think we saw a video or something. But the time logic in Back to the Future is actually all messed up. If you go from the beginning of the movie and draw a line that goes straight across and say this is Marty's origin line. This is Marty and Doc's origin line, right? 1985 origin line. So every time that they travel forwards or backwards into the future or the past, they actually create a new timeline. So they never actually go back. So when they continuously go back to 1985, so when Doc says 1955 is a point of origin, that's like where a bunch of stuff happens that, you know, obviously is a whatever. I forget what he says, but it's like a point of something where a bunch of stuff happens. Like, 1955 is the catalyst. That never changes, right? So, because they keep going back to that time. But all the time, anytime after 1955, like, that Doc and Marty, like, are totally split up. So once, so the only time that they don't screw up time is when Einstein goes back to the future and comes back. So Einstein goes back. Well, but then if you think about it, so where did Einstein? Einstein went 2 seconds into the future, right? Or whatever, 5 minutes in the future. So that's the only time they didn't screw up time, right? So. But then as soon as Marty goes back to 1955, that 1985 doesn't exist anymore. Like, they keep trying to go back to this fictitional 1985, but every time they go back and forth, like, that 1985 never exists anymore. Every time they go back to 1955, that point, they screw up the future for everybody. So, like, and then when they go, and then even when they go to the future and then go back, creates another time, then they go back to 1985, and then they go backwards again, and then they go even further back. So, actually, 1955 is the catalyst from 1885. So they have screwed up 1,000 years, or whatever. That's not right math. But they have screwed up. Is it 1885 or 1855? I think it's 1885. So 1885. They have screwed up 100 years. So because they went back to 1885. And everything has changed when they come back to 1985. After they go back to 1885. So in the third movie, when they go back to 1885, that's a different 1985. every time they travel somewhere in the future or the past, they create a different timeline. It's like, so in 1980s, for your consideration, 1980s logic, 1985 never changes for them. Like, it's always the same 1985, just the story kind of changes. They change little bits of it. But in 2023 logic, we understand that time travel can mess up so many more things. That you have, like, completely destroyed. So every time they go back and forth, they create a new timeline. So there's, like, I think we figured out there's, like, six different versions. Six or seven different versions of 1985 that they create just by going back and forth. Or back and forward. Or whatever. Like, there's... From the point of 1955, even going back to 1885, all that created like five or six different versions. Like, they literally broke the universe. Like, it all Doc is worried about is, like, if you see yourself, you're going to go nuts. And by the way, how does he know? If you see yourself, you're going to go nuts. Because remember, like, how would you know that? Like, how would he know that? But remember, in the newspaper, when it was Dr. Brown, it said Doc Brown committed. Or the newspaper kept changing. It said Doc Brown committed. That's when he saw himself. It has to be. Has to be Doc Brown went back, saw himself, and was like, hey, don't fuck up the time. And he was like, committed. And that's when he was like, oh shit, don't go see yourself. He's like, don't do that, because I literally made myself nuts. So the paradox in Back to the Future is the whole paradox is don't see yourself. Like, if that's the whole problem, like, that's what we're going to hang our hat on. Don't go see yourself because you drive yourself crazy. But then the paper changes again to he's commended. So if he doesn't see himself, then how do they know that they still shouldn't see themselves? Is Marty and Doc, are they the same throughout the whole thing? Are they the same Marty and Doc? I guess would be the actual question. Like, are they the same? Like, then, okay, then what happens to Marty and Doc? What happens to that Marty and Doc? And that timeline, they don't exist anymore. All of a sudden, they leave. And then there's no more Marty. There's no more Doc in that timeline. Or if Marty goes backwards into the past and then Marty comes forwards into the future, wouldn't Marty run into himself? Or is there always some version of Marty and Doc that are always traveling in the future? They're always traveling in time. And what points of other... I mean, so if that's the case, then there's infinite number of times when Marty and Doc have messed up time. Time is completely ruined. Completely 100% ruined. They have ruined every version of everything. Right? Because, like, if Marty's just going back and forth, then there would be some version where he's still there in the spot. Like, when he goes to the future, he's there. but he shouldn't be there because he went in the future, and that's it. No, it doesn't make any sense. Also, why isn't Doc in the future? I mean, is he that old that he's dead? Damn, that's sad. Or is he not there because it's already the future where they went back in 1885? See, then you get, it's another paradox of itself. Make any sense. And Jennifer saw herself in the future and did not go crazy. She just passed out. And then everything was fine. And Marty was acting like he didn't know anything about it, when he should have damn well known that she was hiding in the closet and should have been like, hey, come on out. Let's get you the hell out of here. Instead of taking a call with his boss, like, what the heck? Like, he should have already known that that already happened. Even if the future changed at that point, because of that, it's so confusing. The Back to the Future in 2023 logic doesn't make any sense. So 1980s logic, perfect sense, everything's fine, no worries. 2023 logic, it doesn't make any sense at all. Is it a great movie? Are they great movies? Absolutely. Does it make any sense if you think about it for too long? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No way does that show make any sense. None of them make any sense. And the more movies that they do, it makes less sense. And there's also a cartoon that came out after the movies were done. They released a cartoon that was on for probably two seasons. It wasn't very long, maybe even a season. But they had like adventures where they would like randomly go back and forward in time and like meet people in the past and do stuff, and like, so they're screwing up everything. Like, they don't even care. Yep. That happened. Wow. Anyway. That's it. That's all I got for today. I'm wrapping it up. I'm hitting the wrap-up button. If you don't know that reference, then this is not the show for you. If you do, then if you've made it this far, congratulations. I don't know what to tell you. Other than congratulations. You made it to the end of the show. I'm proud of you. If nobody else is proud of you today, just remember that I am. I'm proud of you. Good job. So, yep. I'm going to end it here at about the 40-minute mark. And I'm almost to work. So, we're going to cut it. I'm gonna post this just because I can. And that's it. That's all I got. I don't know how to end this because I'm driving, and I still got like 10 minutes left to drive. So, yep, that's what's up. And I don't know what else. Anyway. Yep. Go check out Game Watch today on all your social medias. But not YouTube, because YouTube's garbage. Also, not Facebook, because also Facebook's garbage. Also, not Instagram, because that's also garbage. Just don't go on any social medias. It's garbage. Social media's garbage. Retro. There. I'm gonna try to end this and not get it right. So, yeah. So, have a good day. Thanks for listening, and maybe we'll try this again. Okay. Snoop Loop. And let's see.